finally today, one last item from last night's presidential debate. If you spent any time at all looking at social media today, you'll know that there was some colorful language used. One expression from Donald Trump that took off on Twitter came when he talked about immigration, about building a wall along the U.S. border with Mexico, and about dealing with millions of people here in the U.S. illegally.
One of my first acts will be to get all of the drug lords, all of the bad ones. We have some bad, bad people in this country that have to go out. We're going to get them out. We're going to secure the border. And once the border is secured, at a later date, we'll make a determination as to the rest. But we have some bad hombres here, and we're going to get them out.
The expression from Trump, bad hombres, apparently brought a surge of inquiries at the Merriam-Webster website. We've got Lalo Alcaraz on the line to walk us through this. He's a Mexican-American political cartoonist from California. Lalo, what was your reaction when you first heard it, heard Trump say bad hombres?
When I first heard Trump say bad hombres, it was like the VP debate when they said, you just whipped out that Mexican thing again. I knew it was going to be the line of the night. Little did I know that it was the line of the night, but little did I know that Trump was going to announce that he was not going to accept the results of the election, which is kind of a slightly bigger deal, you know?
Now, Lalo, I followed your work for a while. You don't tend to hold back when it comes to Trump, but is there anything about Hillary Clinton that you've taken aim at with your satire?
Well, sure. I think, you know, I had this discussion at the SoulCon Comic Convention recently in Columbus, Ohio, and I did a panel with African-American cartoonist Keith Knight, and that question was posed to us, like, how many times have you drawn Hillary Clinton? And I raised my hand and said, you know, seriously, I'm sick of drawing Donald Trump, and I've done about 3 to 5 Hillary cartoons. Most of them are about her email, you know, the never-ending email scandal. But really, my bottom line is when somebody attacks immigrants, that's why I dedicated myself to going after Trump as much for the whole year. And Keith Knight focused on Black Lives Matter, you know, another huge pressing topic. And so it's been a really weird election year. I'm not sure that I've ever gone after one candidate so much. It's usually a little more balanced. I'm not the most balanced cartoonist out there, but seriously, this is, like, worrisome. This guy is one bad hombre.
Have you drawn your cartoon yet in response to bad hombres?
I just submitted the black and white version to my syndicate, and it consists of Trump on a balcony dressed as a Latin American dictator, like a generalissimo, and he's has his hand up in the air, and he says, I will not accept the results of this election. And then he has this big ceremonial sash and just says, bad hombre.
Lalo, it's great talking to you. Appreciate you being with us today.
Yeah, same here.
We've been speaking to Lalo Alcaraz, a political cartoonist from California. Thanks, Lalo.
Thanks. I am also one bad hombre.